Tomorrow, same-sex marriage will be legal in Washington. Countless couples have waited many years, some even decades, for this historic moment to officially tie the knot in their home state. KUOW's Liz Jones brings us this story about a couple that's eager to take the next step after a very long engagement.
You've got your shotgun weddings, and then you've got this.
We jokingly tell people that, yes, we've been engaged for 15 years.
A 15-year engagement. Kate Schubert and Liz Newman say that with a little wink. The truth is, their commitment to each other was settled long ago.
I think that we have always considered it to be the equivalent of marriage.
Certainly.
Kate and Liz started living together 15 years ago, a couple of years after they met. They raised two children at their home in Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood. As we talk in their living room, the women settle in on the couch. Their hands instinctively reach for each other. Their official engagement started this past February. Kate and Liz were in Olympia to see Governor Gregoire sign the gay marriage law passed by the legislature.
After she finished signing, I did the one knee, will you marry me proposal at that moment.
And I told her I'd think about it. It's the easiest answer I've ever given in my life.
But they knew the engagement would drag on a bit longer. Gay marriage opponents soon challenged the state law with Referendum 74. That meant Kate and Liz would need permission from Washington voters to get married. Same-sex marriage laws had never survived a statewide vote. That is, until last month. Washington made history with a yes vote, along with Maine and Maryland.
It's a huge step, and it's an historic step. And by getting married, we're going to be showing our support for that and saying, yes, you know, this really does matter. It is really important. And now that we have this opportunity, we're going to take it.
Kate and Liz booked the church for April.
Yes, there's some fresh guacamole and chips.
Kate and Liz's kids are in their 20s. They moved out years ago, but still come by often. On this afternoon, their daughter Cooper came to drop off her cat for a few days. Their son Doug gave her a ride.
What did you say?
In the kitchen, Doug and Cooper fire off questions to their parents about the upcoming wedding. Like, what will everyone wear?
I'm white, maybe.
Far off white.
But you're going to wear your tux, right?
No.
You're not going to let her wear a tux.
Let's just say it's in committee right now.
Questions come up about wedding rings, a honeymoon, and if the kids will give the moms away. Nothing is decided yet. The reality seems to be setting in for Liz and Kate. This is all really happening. Doug and Cooper both plan to stand up with them at the ceremony. They're proud to do it. But they admit, growing up, it was sometimes tough to come out about their gay parents.
I actually had some difficulty talking about my family life at school.
Me too.
I would introduce Liz for many years as a I would refer to her as a family friend.
We were in middle school when they got together, and we just had no concept of whether or not it was okay and whether or not other kids were going to be okay with it, so we just kept it a secret.
Then a pivotal moment came when the kids were in high school. Doug wrote a poem about his mom's relationship. He was asked to read it at the all-school assembly. He went for it.
It was incredibly well received. It was a huge weight off my back. I had people coming up into the halls afterwards congratulating me.
But one problem. Doug and Cooper went to the same school. They'd kept this family secret for years. Doug forgot to clue in his sister about this big reveal.
I still feel sort of
mortified.
Bad about that.
I was mortified.
I still feel guilty about that to this day. But
it did me a favor.
Cooper and Doug have heard critics say gay marriage is bad for children and that they need a mother and a father. In this case, they do have a mother and father, plus two stepmoms. They see that as a benefit of their non-traditional family. They say any hardship they felt came from outside their home.
Our experience growing up, that was the hard part, was feeling like our family wasn't accepted by other people. So hopefully, you know, gay marriage passing in more and more states across the country, less children will have to feel that way.
The idea that gay marriage harms children, Kate and Liz take that as an insult. They proudly point out Doug recently finished 6 years active duty in the Navy. Cooper made the dean's list at college.
Thanks, Wuggums.
No, thank you.
Our taxi service.
You guys need to figure out when we can.
They hug goodbye. They tease each other about silly Christmas ornaments on the tree. They make plans for dinner next week.
I'll see you later.
Like those. Let's find.
A moment later, Liz runs out the door to give Cooper a loaf of bread.
Cooper, wait, wait.
He is her mother's child.
When the house is quiet again, the conversation turns back to the wedding. I mention how some couples get cold feet before they walk down the aisle. No chance of that, Liz says.
We've shared a life together for 15 years, and during that time we have buried four parents. We almost buried one of our children. We've raised two children. Having gone through all the things that we've gone through, is very hard for me to imagine circumstances under which I would not want to be with you.
Yes, I think we're a good bet for the long haul.
I think that's true, too.
They don't expect married life to be a whole lot different, but they can't wait to finally stand with their friends and family and say, I do, and we're married, and this is my wife. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.